Now, we are joined by, I know earlier I said that we're going to be speaking to an English teacher, but then we figured, why not speak to a literature book reviewer, okay? And his name is Henry Maruapula. Mr. Maruapula, a very good morning to you, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning. We're talking about English words that are being overused. So how do we avoid these words?
Oh, hi, JT. How are you? Yes, I'm fine, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, in English, there are many words which people like to use very much. I don't know if they forget their meaning sometimes or they're just at the tip of their tongue. So, you know, words such as the ones that come to mind, you find that people use the words fine mostly. You know, fine? Like people say, I'm fine, or the weather is fine, or something like that. But, you know, fine is actually very relative in terms of how to, it's not really a way to describe a feeling because it's halfway, it's like mediocre, you know?
Okay. And so how do we avoid this repetition of the English language, even, you know, other languages?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of trying to find words which authentically mean the same, but not the basic words, you know, because sometimes you find that people use a basic word to describe a feeling or try to express themselves, but not using a synonym or a word similar to that. But they just use the ones which they think are mostly normal or accepted. But there are other words in the English language which are the same meaning, but a different kind of word. Like, for example, if you say, instead of using the word fine, you could use a word such as, I'm doing great, or I am in a good position, or, you know, you can find ways in which they have similar meaning, but not the words which are commonly used.
Okay, so lastly, perhaps, if I want to say I understand, which other words can I use?
Can you say what, sorry?
If I want to say I understand, which other words can I use?
Yes, I understand. You can probably say that I concur, or you can use such as I concur, or words such as I absolve, you know. You can just use verbs or nouns which describe the same thing, but not really using the same word. For example, if instead of using the word such as big, you could use a word such as gigantic or enormous or out of size, you know. You can find words which are similar, but not the words which are commonly used.
Perfect. Brother Henry, thank you so much for speaking to us.
All right, thank you so much.